try some flying ant patterns to entice trout in high elevation waters. We're stocking up next on Western Life Radio.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? Will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Flying ant patterns could make the difference in connecting with more fish. David Richards with Sportsman's Warehouse brings out the fly box.
I was up there yesterday, and that's what I used almost the whole day, was a flying ant pattern. And it seemed like even when you didn't see a fish in the pool you're fishing, you could toss it along the bank and they'd come out, and out of nowhere it seemed, and just no second guesses, they'd hit it pretty hard. The flying ants is a very versatile pattern that way. You know, flying the bubble, it works great along that line, but for a fly fisherman, it's a great go-to pattern right now. Mine was a black ant with a little wing on it. The pattern is called a sailor's hat because it's like the black tubular foam with a white top on it, but it does make a flying ant, and there were definitely flying ants around in the trailhead that we parked at, so I figured, what the heck, let's give it a try, and it worked out very well. A big part of this presentation, but having the right type of fly pattern that the fish is looking for, you want to try and match the naturals that they're already seeing go by as best as possible, so they're not alarmed when they see something completely different fly by. And sometimes that can trigger a strike just out of curiosity, but a lot of times they're not going to pay attention to it because they've got this other food source that's just coming by in abundance. A lot of times just that perfect presentation can make up for the fly that isn't just right what the fish is looking for.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.